As the administration considers war with Iraq, it must also consider how to staff the military with the best and the brightest. Until this year, military recruiters have faced some hurdles trying to interview students at the top law schools. No more. As of this summer, the military has demanded a presence at some of the most high-profile campuses, Harvard, Yale, Georgetown. And as NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, the schools have decided to give in.
It's recruiting season at Georgetown University Law Center, and for these several dozen students, it's time to protest.
Hey, hey, ho, ho! Don't ask, don't tell has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho!
The target of their protest is just inside this hotel building, where two military officers are interviewing students about a possible career as a military lawyer in the Office of Judge Advocate General, JAG for short. Students Michael Bokai and Daniel Pelfrey say they have enormous respect for the armed services, but not for their policy of discriminating against gays.
I believe, you know, generally in the principle of non-discrimination, and I also believe that the law school has been unfairly coerced out of its own position.
There's a divisive effort here to say, you know, get behind us 100% or, you know, you're screwed. I'm sorry. I mean, it's a you're with us or against us kind of moment.
Well, are you interested currently in the active duty program or for the summer intern program?
Down in the interview area, Air Force Major Charles Plummer breezes through his interviews, a full schedule with 40 on the wait list. Three students called to cancel, but he says it had nothing to do with the protest. Asked about his rather chilly reception, he says he's not offended by the protest. Just the opposite.
Because of what we do, because we raise our right hand and say that we'll defend the Constitution, it allows them to exercise their rights of freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of expression.
As to his right to be here, Plummer says the law is on the military's side. In 1993, Congress passed a law saying that the military may discriminate against gays. And in 1996, Congress passed legislation which says that schools which bar military recruiters will lose federal funding. For several years, schools were able to reach a compromise with the military. They would give military recruiters access to students' names and often a place to talk with them, but they would not actively help military recruiters as they did civilian law firms. Bill Carr, who runs military personnel policy at the Pentagon, says the recruiters were often stuck far away from job-hunting students.
More than one found their way to the basement. And it seemed to suggest that the military recruiters were being marginalized, and that is, again, not what the Congress had in mind, and certainly not what we need to convey our opportunities.
But with the new administration, the days of lenience are over. Scott Silliman is a former Air Force JAG who teaches law at Duke.
I think under Secretary Rumsfeld, there is an attempt to be assertive. And so the administration is saying the law is very clear. We know what the law requires, and we're going to send out our letters to these colleges and universities and tell them they're going to have to comply.
This summer, the Pentagon sent letters to about 30 law schools saying if things didn't change, government money for the entire university would be cut. Harvard stood to lose more than $300 million, Yale, $350 million, the University of Southern California, up to $500 million. So one by one, they all modified their policies. Georgetown conceded before it even received its letter.
What's your main program of interest?
I was interested in the summer intern program.
For Keir Bancroft, Georgetown's new policy is an opportunity. The 28-year-old student kept his appointment with Major Plummer because, he says, being a JAG is a great job. Asked about the military's policy of discriminating against gays, he says he doesn't condone it. But, he says,
I believe that there are a number of ways that you can advocate change. I certainly support my classmates' views, and I was actually happy that they got out and made their voices heard. At the same time, I think that you can, you know, make change from the inside as well.
And if he does go the military route, he says, that's what he'd tried to do. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.